podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Firstly, I mean, we congratulated our superstar for the cold sports event, Jacara Anthony, earlier this morning.
Yes.
Winning gold in her event.
Proud of you.
Very proud. Amazing. The most successful cold sports event ever in Australia's history. Two golds, two gals. Amazing.
Mm.
Right. Now, there's a sport that I had to do a deep dive in because I've always just seen it and thought, what the hell?
Yeah.
But then I had some more thoughts about it on the weekend. The doubles luge.
Okay, sure. It was going to be that or curling.
No, curling. So there was a big fight with the curling. There's been some like cheating and some swearing and all this. So everyone's really loving the curling at the moment, right? But this is the doubles luge. So for those that don't know, it's a sled and one person gets on the bottom and then another person lies on top of them.
Yep.
It's like in a spooning format, right? So it's not, they're not lying on top of each other face to face.
I don't know how you spoon.
It's spoon.
Yeah, but
what do you mean?
I would say if you're telling people it's spooning, it seems like they're on their side.
Okay, spooning top wise. Yep. Well, how would you describe that?
Chest to back.
Okay, there you go. Chest to back.
So they're both lying on their stomachs on top of each, like one's on top of the other.
They're both lying on their backs.
Are they upside down?
Their face is facing the sky.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
they're not. The skeleton is the one.
Okay.
No, the skeleton is the one where you're on your stomach and you go down head first.
Sorry, yes.
No, that's okay. They don't have a double skeleton. And that is one of the questions. Why don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know, because it seems odd.
Yeah.
Although I feel like I would rather lie on someone's back than lie on someone's front, as is the doubles luge.
Yeah, okay.
So they're stacked on top of each other and they both go down that course that you see that all the bobsleds and everyone else goes down.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was watching this TikTok video about it and someone said, hang on, did you know that there was a seat between them?
Yeah, okay, sorry. That is like, it's essentially when you and your best mate are at sort of Adventure Park or whatever and you're like, let's go down together at the same time, down the water slide. Like,
yes.
And then so you essentially want, like, you sit, like, behind each other but then you lie back.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, it is kind of like that, but they're more stacked on top of each other than you would be in the water slide, I would say, unless you're, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you're having, you know, feelings about your friend. Anyway, I was like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Someone said, I didn't know that there was a seat between them. I thought they just lied on top of each other. And someone said, what type of sport did you imagine? That's crazy. So I spent the whole weekend thinking, hang on. I thought they both lied on top of each other. I thought, what type of homoerotic sport is this? I mean, you've got the Greco-Roman wrestling and then there's the doubles luge, right?
Yeah.
It's like, plus you're bouncing up and down across this track going hundreds of kilometres an hour.
Yeah, I don't know how much bouncing.
There's bouncing.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, and then someone was like, oh my God, what world do you live in when you think the two athletes lie on top of each other? And I thought, I'm crazy. At 40 years old, I've discovered there's a seat between them. But I've looked into it. No, not really. There's a minuscule amount of seat and the rest of them, they're lying on top of each other.
That's right, yeah.
So I've had to do a lot of deep diving into this and they keep this sport close to their chest.
It's very hush-hush.
Very hush-hush.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why, because it's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird sport. Like, I'm all for people getting close and everything, but I wouldn't sit with you on a sled like this. I wouldn't know whether I'd want to be top or bottom in this situation. I think I'd rather be bottom.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, are you a top or are you a bottom?
Well, I think I'd rather be bottom because then you're just lying on me and I'm like, whatever. But if I was lying on you, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Was it a weight thing too? Like, are they?
Yeah, it's a weight thing. So the heavier athlete lies on the bottom.
Bottom is
and
bigger.
And then that is like power and control, right?
Yeah, right.
And then the smaller athlete lies on top and they act as a navigator. Yeah. Ooh, to left. Ooh, to right. Ooh, it's a stupid sport and there's nothing between them. It's like a minuscule little pod. No, what we thought the whole time is correct. It is ass to back.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, it's not. It's front it's, ass to back.
It looks like it's crotch to.
It's crotch to crotch.
It's crotch to butt.
It's crotch to butt. And guess what? This is the first year that they've allowed women to compete in it.
Fine.
They were like, no, 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 we can't have the women here. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. Totally messing up this non-homoerotic sport for us. Come on.
So, sorry. So, just to confirm, because no one will believe this, if we don't lock it in,
yeah.
If you and I are doing doubles luge, you're the bottom and I'm the top.
Yes, 100%.
That would surprise people, I would think.
No, I think it wouldn't. I think that would be normal. I think that would be totally out of the horrible situation that we find ourselves in. I am on the bottom, okay? Go away.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
The Jump with Brad Johnson. For Prestige, Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days.
He's back.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We're good, mate. That's how right. Are you, beautiful friend? So I'm excited to see
very,
you.
Very, very good. Thank you. Yes. Everything's good. I'm healthy and ready for a big year.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way first because we haven't really had a chance to talk to you about that. You did have a health scare late last year. Can you, just for people who don't know, tell us what happened and what's the latest?
Yeah, so probably about July last year, I found a big lump just under my arm, sort of where my lat muscle is, and it turned out to be a cancerous lump. So I had to deal with that for about 6 months it took to sort of get through from start to end, the radiation part of it, through to a bit of a break so then I could prepare for the operation. Had the operation in October, and by Christmas I was feeling really good again. So yeah. And I've had a great Christmas and an awesome start to the year, so I feel really good again, and I'm glad you brought it up, and I'm happy to chat about it now. I know privately you guys knew exactly what I was going through along with Lingy last year, and I just wanted to thank you guys publicly because the support was huge. Obviously, we're stepping away from commitments, and just having that local support around me was brilliant. So I appreciated all the messages, and it got me up and about. It kept me fighting through what was a challenging sort of 6 months in some ways. I was sort of scared through it, no question. But ultimately, with the great support, awesome doctor, awesome care that I was able to receive, I had a plan, I stuck to it, and now I'm out the other side. So basically, I go into the routine like many others now of just every 6 months I'll get a checkup for a couple of years, and hopefully everything, remains as it as is expected, and we can push on beyond that.
You were like, thank you for allowing us to go into that world with you privately. I think it was beautiful that you let us in on that as well. But just the way you handled things was phenomenal. Obviously, you don't know how you're going to handle those sorts of things, and people handle these things in different ways. But just watching you from the sidelines, it was just amazing what you did and how you went through that process. So you should be really proud.
But that's support that allows you to do that, isn't it, really? And ultimately, there was probably only about 4 weeks where I felt really sick. Like that was the hardest part to get through. That was the end of the radiation side of things.
Well, you were driving and up pushing and through. Down every day.
Yeah, every day. So I had to do it in Melbourne, and so we had to sort of structure everything around that. But it was sort of like it was made easier by the fact of just had that commitment to do it, but also the people around us that just said, okay, you got to focus just on this. You know, I do worry with other people all the time, and they're like, no, you stop that right now. It's about you. And I had to become a little bit sort of, selfish in that aspect of life to really get through this battle.
We are a much loved member of the team, mate. We are super stoked to have you back. Yeah. And we do have some footy to talk about.
Let's go, so. State of Origin.
It's their radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
We're doing the Jump with Brad Johnson for Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer. Open 7 days. Now, Jono, you've asked me to play this.
So good.
So join in the chorus and sing it one.
Ooh,
and
Victoria!
You know more than what the players did.
I love the whole State of Origin thing, right? So I was lucky enough to play in 97, 98, 99.
Oh, were so, you? So I didn't realise.
I was sort of the cause the end of State of Origin.
Sure,
now, but it was the most amazing experience.
Yeah.
And back then in 1997 when we beat South Australia, I didn't know what the song was after the game. And then it rolled out that it was obviously the North Melbourne theme song, Change North Melbourne, and Victoria replaces that. So yeah. It's good. But what I did notice on on Saturday night was that after a big victory, the players got in the circle. They didn't know. They go to Tristan Cherry, who's the North Melbourne. You could lead the lead the song. You found out very quickly which players really analysed the opposition songs and knew their footy songs.
Yeah.
And the ones that had no idea at all, especially when he started with the first verse.
Oh.
Out we come, out we come, out we come to play. Yeah. And everyone's sitting there going, what's he doing?
To be fair, I mean, if there are any like team theme songs that you don't hear very often, it's probably
the
one.
So that's, very good by you know, with North Melbourne over the last couple of years.
As a footy player, would you want to sing that even?
No, it's the Victorian song.
I know it's the Victorian song.
Everyone knows
it's
now.
Okay to sing it because it's the Victorian song.
Yeah.
But at the end of North Melbourne's song, North Melbourne will be premiers, just you wait and see. You watch the players, they say Victoria will be, and they kind of pause because they know they're not going to be premiers of anything.
Winners.
So,
yeah.
But overall, it was brilliant. And I'm wrapped the State of Origin footy's back. I'm glad the players really enjoyed it and put on an amazing game of footy. It had everything and kind of expected it to be pretty fierce for a half and then might have dropped away, but it stayed fierce and competitive for the entire four quarters, which was great to see. It's a preparation game for the players as they build up for the home and away season starting in a couple of weeks' time. But ultimately, I think they represented their states with pride and with passion, and now we'll see State of Origin continue for, you know, the years to come, which will be awesome to watch.
I think it was so cute seeing friends play together. Like, I just thought, how cute. Like, you never get to play with your friends, right, from other teams. So is that part of the State of Origin that's just really sweet that you're like, yeah, we get to play, you know?
It's a bit different in my time because you did have a real hatred for the opposition.
It was
built up that way. It really was.
Yeah.
But then nowadays, everyone sort of knows and mingles a bit better. And, you know, obviously through social media and different events and bits and pieces, it's probably more open with the playing group, how well they do know each other. Back in the day, we didn't have access to anyone else, you know what
True,
I mean?
So, yeah.
But in saying that, I became really close with Boomer Harvey because of state footy and international rules.
Mm.
Matthew Lloyd was the same. I knew Lloydy, but not that well, and became really close with him off the back of being able to represent with them.
Yeah.
And it's my first ever roommate at state footy was Gavin Brown from Collingwood. Like, hey, this guy, I'm 21 and this guy's a legend
on
the game. And here I am sleeping next to him. So, and not too many words were spoken because I was too nervous and he was just a quiet guy, right? Sat there watching
him
in tally. But I will never forget that. And that was the thing for me being a youngster, and that's where the youngsters in this State of Origin team for both West Australia and Victoria will learn so much, because all of a sudden you're watching these superstars of the competition. So you're training with Bont, you're training with Dacos, you're learning their traits, and you're picking up little things that you'll be able to install in your own preparation or game throughout your career. So it has a huge impact if you're a young guy with an opportunity to play for your state and play with the best players in the competition.
Yeah, for sure. So... yeah, so that's it for this year. Oh, injuries?
Jacob Wiedering
was
injured. So I think I've heard this morning, and I'll have a look while we're chatting as well. But he's got the all clear, nothing broken or anything like that. So it looked like he was knocked out at the time, but there were fears around his ribs and his shoulders and his chest in particular, and a part of his neck. So all that, thank God, is all clear.
Yeah.
And he's spoken as well this morning, saying that, you know, he put himself back in this position again. He wants to wear the big V jumper again, which is great. And that was always going to be, I suppose, the fear of players getting injured in this game.
Yeah, exactly.
But as we've seen, some key players have been injured in training in the last week as well for some teams. And all these players that played the state game would have rolled out for their club this weekend in a practice game anyway. So they've had their hit out. Everyone got through pretty well. I think there might have been a couple of soft tissues as well, but hopefully they're okay by the time the home and away season sort of starts.
Couple of soft tissues playing for WA. Am I right, guys? Am I right?
Hey. Go the Vicks.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
We do the best and fairest each and every week that you are in here, Jono. Yes. And last year's winner was Bailey Smith.
It was.
We still have the medal. And the cake
is looking pretty gross, but well, it's pretty, still weirdly not the grossest metal, thing in the work fridge here. And it's been metal, here since the October. Metal, yeah.
Pristine still. It's in my cupboard. It's in my little drawer at home.
Yeah.
Ready to, it might be in the car. I don't know. Anyway, like, I'll find it.
The thing is that, you know, Bailey, he's a busy guy. Mm. You know, we get that.
But work in progress. I'm working on it still.
Yeah, I am.
I've had a little bit of dialogue with Bailey.
Oh,
over the,
have
over
you?
The
and yes, does I'm, he know that he won?
I'm building up to the fact to tell him that he's won. I've just got to time it. You know,
just
what I mean?
Tell
no, of course,
he's
I've
required.
Told him that he has won the medal. Yeah. Might have responded to that text, but he responded to another one after that. So okay. we're back.
Okay.
We're good. So okay. I will continue to work on presenting Bailey with that medal before we start.
Wonderful. Yeah. So what I'm hearing is he knows but doesn't care. It's what I...
Maybe we need to change things up in 2026, I think. Maybe it's just lost its shine a little bit.
No, no.
No, I think...
No. Just because one guy doesn't text you back, Jono, you have to keep going, okay?
Yeah, you don't
this
give up
the
on
first
life.
Time
don't say that.
Bailey hasn't replied to a text,
I
imagine.
Yeah. He replied. So, he did reply. Yeah. I did get a message.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, wouldn't
about the supercars, not about.
Oh, can you get us some tickets, Jono? No, I cannot.
Yeah. It would be an unusual experience for him to have people throwing themselves and things at him. And
I know,
you know. So I'm sure he doesn't know how to handle it. That's but it wouldn't be that he's intentionally not replying.
No,
at all.
Yeah. We'll get him. Don't worry.
It's good to stay positive.
It is good to have you back.
Ah, it's good to be back, everyone.
Mate, really, really appreciate it. Beautiful to have you in the studio, and we will keep doing that right through the footy season. Brad Johnson, thanks for your time this morning.
See you guys.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Do you know what makes bad smells worse?
What?
Heat.
Yeah, true.
So I can only imagine this pong that is around Geelong and the Surf Coast, it seems, is only going to get worse. We don't really know what it is, but we know a lot of people are checking their shoes, thinking that they've stepped in stuff, me being one of them. No, everyone's smelling this pong. No one knows what it is. So we are on...
We are...
Smell...
Smell...
Watch.
That's right.
We want to go around the suburbs. Does it smell where you are? Do we know what's happening? Lauren from Clifton Springs was on the line, but she's just gone. She said, I know what it is.
Oh.
Has someone tried to silence her?
Oh, I don't. Can we call her back? Call back, Lauren.
Call
please
back,
call
Lauren.
Back. We need to know what it is. In the meantime, Matt's in Bell Post Hill. Morning, Matt.
G'day, guys.
Smell good there?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, so it stinks in Bell Post Hill. What?
It stinks at Bell Post Hill, yeah. Stinks here.
Okay. What can you describe it in a way that it could be used to that you could say on radio, let's say?
My kid went to the toilet.
Okay. All right.
Yep, that's probably it.
Okay. And that's sort of just how it smells in that suburb at the moment.
Yeah. And it's been like, and some days it's worse than the others.
Yeah.
It's not as bad today as it was yesterday, but I reckon it gets worse at night time, to be honest, in the cold air.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yep. We've got Lauren coming back now. Before we go to Lauren though, Matt, has it affected your washing? Have you had to?
One load of washing. Yeah. My wife did say that it smelled really weird. Then I smelled it and I said, yeah, that does have a bit of a weird smell, so we did rewash it, but I don't know if that was because it sat too long in the machine or we put it in the smell.
Nah, we all do that, don't we, Matt?
Yeah, we've all been there. All right, Matt, you stay on the line, we'll get you a prize. Lauren from Clifton Springs, you're back. Does it smell in Clifton Springs?
Well, I moved to Newtown, so it's way worse in Newtown at the moment.
They've lifted up the dome.
The protective dome over Newtown that doesn't let... Yeah. Okay. And so, do you know why? You said you didn't know why it's not.
Yeah. So I looked into it like a week ago because I did the same. I looked at my shoe. I'm like, surely I've stepped in dog poo. Like it's rank.
Yeah.
But it said like a week ago when I looked that it's called ethyl mercaptan. I don't know how to say it properly, but it's a chemical released by Cryo, like the old shell.
Yeah. So Viva.
A lot of people did think it was Viva. They've come out and said, we've done our own look into it, and it doesn't seem to be anything to do with us. But that's what they would say.
Absolutely, that is what they would say.
Good cover up.
Yeah. Well, we would never suggest that. Just want on the record that that was Lauren from Clifton Springs who
said
the words cover and up.
We would never suggest
that.
But it seems to be smelling. Bellpost Hill, Newtown.
Yep.
Well, when will it stop?
And when will we finally know definitively what the situation is? I've also had a message here from Kat from Lara because, you know, I said sometimes it just smells in Lara.
Yeah.
And I think it's from like MC Heard, the meatworks on Bacchus Marsh Road there, and just when the wind is right, it just wafts straight into Lara.
Yeah.
And she says, sorry, Tom, I've never smelt it in Lara, lol. And so now I'm the idiot. Thanks for that, Kat.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.